NJ gubernatorial candidate vows to cut off aid to Atlantic City. Republican gubernatorial candidate Jack Ciottarelli has pledged to end state aid to Atlantic City if elected governor, saying the city must stop relying on annual fiscal support. Speaking to members of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber at Seaview, a Dolce resort, Ciottarelli said that he intends to reject what he called fiscal band-aids for struggling municipalities like Atlantic City. As reported by the press of Atlantic City, he argued that New Jersey needs a long-term plan to diversify urban economies and reduce dependency on state funding. The candidate said his vision is to create sustainable, thriving communities that attract residents rather than relying primarily on casino visitors for economic activity. Atlantic City has received consistent state assistance for nearly a decade. In the fiscal year 2024 budget, New Jersey allocated $30 million for programs under the Atlantic City Initiatives, a fund intended to promote local revitalization and economic recovery. The city also benefits from programs aimed at improving food access, including more than $5.5 million provided in late 2023. Since 2016, the state has contributed over $800 million in total to Atlantic City, much of it tied to stabilizing municipal finances and supporting infrastructure. Additional revenue comes from the Investment Alternative Tax Fund, which channels a portion of casino revenue back into the city's redevelopment efforts. However, these allocations can be adjusted or redirected by the state legislature. Ciottarelli told attendees that New Jersey needs a game-changing strategy for its urban centers. He pointed out that Atlantic City's population once stood at 55,000 in 1925 but has since declined to around 37,000. He said the goal should be to make cities desirable places to live again, not just tourist destinations centered on gaming. His campaign proposes to revitalize local economies by fostering job growth, encouraging private investment, and reducing business costs. During his appearance, Ciottarelli described himself as a hands-on leader who would take a direct approach to managing the state's finances and improving the business environment. He emphasized that his administration would be focused on making New Jersey more competitive and reversing its reputation as one of the most difficult states in which to operate a business. As part of this agenda, he plans to reduce the state's corporate tax rate from 11.5% to 5% over time and re-establish the Department of Commerce to better coordinate with regional industries. A new type of government. Ciottarelli said each sector of the economy would have an advocate in his proposed Department of Commerce, and large development projects would be assigned specific state contacts to help navigate permitting and regulatory processes. He also pledged to appoint superior court judges who understand business issues, reduce regulatory burdens on employers, and implement tax incentives for students. Under his plan, recent high school and college graduates would receive 2 years of tax-free status. In addition, those choosing to stay in-state for work would be refunded the difference between in-state and out-of-state tuition rates. The candidate also placed significant emphasis on vocational education and workforce training. He said that many companies in the skilled trades have reported shortages of welders, electricians, and mechanics. Ciottarelli stated that expanding technical programs and reinvesting in vocational schools would help address the shortage of blue-collar workers and provide alternative career paths for young adults who do not pursue college degrees. On energy policy, Ciottarelli said he intends to withdraw New Jersey from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, a multi-state program aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions. He argued that participation in the program has disadvantaged New Jersey compared to neighboring states such as Pennsylvania, which is not a member. Ciottarelli claimed that the current administration's decision to close several power generation facilities has forced New Jersey to import electricity and increased consumer energy costs. He pledged to reopen shuttered plants and return New Jersey to a position as a net exporter of electricity, stating that the shift would lower bills and create jobs in the energy sector. Ciottarelli will face Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill in the November 4 gubernatorial election. He suffered a narrow loss to Governor Phil Murphy in 2021.